What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Extreme Lifestyle Living Podcast. Now, this week's episode, what I want to talk about is if you're not willing to suffer, you're never going to win. Now, the whole idea that I want you to understand with this topic is I want you to know it's got to get hard to get better, and you got to stay strong through that. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because, you know, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your career, whether it's your fitness, there's going to be parts of your life when you're trying to grow in those areas that are going to become harder before they become better. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because, you know, not only with me being in prep right now, 11 weeks out as I'm releasing this episode and like really getting into the nitty gritty of dieting, like I'm going to have to suffer. It's going to get way harder before it gets way better. You know what I mean? And the reason why I'm bringing this up and saying things is because, you know, even with it being March right now, and it's just about the first quarter of the year being done. So if you don't really know like how quarters are or like, you know, people track the world or their year, sorry, in terms of like, you know, goals or like businesses and frameworks in that regard, you know, it goes January to December. That's obviously a year. And, you know, your first quarter is your first 3 months. You know what I mean? And then your second quarter is obviously the month four to month six. And then, you know what I mean? The third quarter is so forth. And the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, like, there's statistics that show, and I think I've talked about this in other episodes, that show when you have goals, and even in games like that have four quarters, any game that has four quarters in it, the statistics show that if you win your first third or your first quarter, the statistics show you're more likely to win the last third or the last quarter. And the reason why I'm saying all this is because if you're not willing to suffer, you're never going to win. And the reason why I'm saying that is because right now a lot of people are getting tired. You know, a lot of people are starting to give up. They're not willing to suffer. They're not willing to go through the turmoil of their mental health, their mindset, the things that that's arising from the stress or the pressure they're putting on themselves to gain growth in the areas that they want. And, you know, everyone starts fresh, like quote unquote fresh in terms of a mental slate in their mind of goals and aspirations, what they want to do for the year, quote unquote year goals, you know. And it's like, it's always strong January, February, around Valentine's Day, it almost becomes like an unspoken about thing. And then, you know, now we're into March, you know, and March being, you know, the first quarter, like being the last of the first quarter of this month of the year, it's really, you know, people are starting to give up. And that's why I think it's irrelevant to talk about, like, if you're not willing to suffer, you're never going to win, because people think, like, you know, when you're grinding and growing in any area, whether it's your relationships, your career, fitness, that there's a transactional thing that happens. Like, obviously there can be in terms of like, you know, let's say your career, you know, you got to go through and get a certificate. And when you get that certificate, it's transactional in that sense. But, you know, doing the certificate course, whether it's donating, you know, like say a few weeks of your life to show up every day, like a 9-to-5 job for free, because you paid for a course to get education. That's the suffering, you know, that's the stuff that gets hard before it gets better. The better being you get your certificate. You know, we can use the same example when it comes to relationships, right? With yourself or other people, and using the example of boundaries. It's the same thing, you know, like if you want to set a boundary up that like secures your mental health and your mindset and aligns with your life to go into a certain way, you know, you have to be willing to suffer the turmoil of how that like affects other people, you know. And the prime example, let's use an easy one in terms of relationship. You're in a relationship, someone says something or does something you do not like. You verbalize it, you set that boundary, say you can't do this anymore. And then it's like, you got to be willing to suffer through your own mental health in terms of confidence and making sure you say things firmly of what you want. But also you got to be willing to suffer with the, you know, the turmoil of the other person's emotions and feelings. And you know, you might be wrong. So it's like, there's so many different things. So it's always going to be getting worse before it gets better. And that hurt, or not worse, sorry, but got to get harder before it gets worse. But you got to be understanding of the, just a simple aspect of just, you got to be willing to suffer or you're never going to win. And like, you know, like there's a whole other conversation that we're not going to talk about today. And this is honestly going to be a short, impactful motherfucking episode. But you know, it's like there's seasons of life. So it's not like you got to suffer all of the time, you know. Prime example, like right off the backhand of talking about a certificate, right? It's like, let's say you do need to suffer for your degree, whether you're getting a law degree, whether you're getting your master's, or whether you're just getting education for whatever it is you want to do with your life. You know, the suffering, the things that get hard before it gets better, all of those things that you got to stay strong through. That season of life is when you're getting educated, when you're doing the things that you need to do for studying for the courses, getting your master's and going to all these seminars or whatever it may be that you need to do. That's the suffering. And the next season of life is when it gets better. You know what I mean? That's when you're winning. And it's like, that's when you end up, that's what, honestly, like again, another, a whole other conversation is when you can start to look at your life and and seasons and years and like stages and levels, right? Because it's like there's always seasons, right? If you're in the season of grinding right now, which most of us are, which is why I'm saying if you're not willing to suffer, you're not going to win. You know, the things that are all of our wins and the things that are going to get better are just a few weeks and few months down. You know what I mean? It's almost as cheesy to kind of nail it on the coffin with an idea and a picture in your mind of like what I'm trying to captivate and say right now is, you know, it's like the summer bodies are built in the winter. So you got to do all of your hard work now and suffer now. Do the things that get hard before everything gets better, before you get your wins and you get your tangible things and successes now, you know? So you got to suffer to go through it forward, right? It's almost like falling in love with the suffering because it has a purpose, you know? And then honestly, like, again, another topic that we could talk about is like, you know, is that suffering actually relevant to your goals? But, you know, I think whether it's your career, your relationship, or your fitness, I think the biggest thing is like, you know, you're going to suffer at some point. And I think for me personally, with me being in prep 11 weeks out, fucking hyped and so thrilled to be doing this, you know, it's about to get a hell of a lot motherfucking harder before it gets better. And honestly, I actually made a post today in my about my physique update. And that's actually, I talked about like how I've kind of fallen in love with my suffering through this because I know the purpose of it. And it's like, that's what you could do with your career as well. You know what I mean? Whether you sign up to get your master's in something, your volunteering hours to get a higher certificate, whatever it is that you're doing to get to that next stage of income or political status or whatever it is that that gives you your fulfillment in your career. It's like, you know, fall in love with that process because it has a purpose. There's going to be a day and a time in your life when that season's ending and you're going into the season of that person that you're trying to become, you know? And especially with relationships as well, it's like whether it's with people around you or it's with yourself, and both of them are just equally as important, but you know, you can't overwhelm yourself, pick one at a time. But it's like, you know, fall in love with the process of suffering because it has a purpose of, you know, you're going to become that person. And I just think, you know, the reason why I want to kind of, and honestly, to sum up the episode, I guess, and make it short, sweet, and impactful is, you know, I'm sitting here recording this episode of this podcast, and it's like, I've suffered so long through the last course of the last 4 to 5 years. And it's crazy because, you know, I've had this quote I've been saying lately, and I may have even said at the beginning of this podcast, I may have not, I've been talking about it so much recently. And it's like, I just say, stay down until you're down until you come up. You know, and it's like, and that's kind of what I mean about fall in love with the suffering because it has a purpose. It's like, you know, it's almost like the cliche comment of what it's like saying like, you know, when you're in your comfort zone, that's when you know you're losing. It's like, stay uncomfortable. And that's kind of what I mean with this right here. It's like, you know, fall in love with the suffering of being uncomfortable because you know it all has a purpose. You want a better way, better relationship with yourself. You're looking in the mirror, conviction, you know you love yourself. Well, guess what? You're going to suffer before you get there because the bluntness of it, no one fucking feels that way. None of us have ever been sat down. Very rarely, challenge me, like message me if this has actually been you. But like, you know, everyone I've worked with over the last past few years, mental health, fitness, everything, no one's ever really had someone to sit them down and say, this is what this is most of the time. You know, everyone's suffering with their own ideology of who they are to themselves and their relationship, you know? So you got to be willing to you got to fall in love with the suffering to get that next level of relationship that looks like with you. Same with people around you. If you have a certain idea that you want your friends to hang out around you with, or like the way you want your marriage or your life or your relationship in that regard to look like, you're going to have to suffer and just fall in love with the process of building that up. And obviously, I'm assuming you guys are ambitious and setting high standards and not being all walked all over and things like this. That's why I'm saying fall in love with the process. But same thing with your career, you know, saying like right now with me, where I'm at now, like I'm so grateful to be part of a team that helps me manage everything. Like I always have them for access in terms of if I need any help and like structure and stability and support, because like, you know, my suffering that I fell in love with was going through tons of mentorship programs, tons of people like calls going on, like literally hours of calls a week to just get education. And that season was that season of grinding, you know, and I've mentioned it before, like getting up at 4 a.m. and then like, you know, like going to bed at 10, 11 for like 3, 4, 5 months on end, just grinding until I'm burnt out and then like getting back at it. And that was like 8 months of my life at my peak. Like, you know, I remember I was taking a mentorship program, I was taking a course. It was crazy. I was working full time as a manager. It was insane. But, you know, I fell in love with the suffering because it had a purpose. And that purpose is to fucking sit here and be talking what I'm talking about, you know? But the next episode, or I'm definitely going to write it and make a note to talk about this next time. But that's why I wanted to end on talking about seasons of life for another episode. And I wanted to highlight it now because, you know, there's always a stigma of like, you know, like, well, you know, there's always so much grinding, there's so much animosity, and it's so hard to just be going and going and going all the time. But it's like, you know, you just got to understand that there's seasons of life where you got to grind to get to that next level. And then it's on you then, which is another episode, to understand the next season of life is grace, self-compassion, and like giving yourself like those winning opportunities, those winning rituals and patterns in your life. You know what I mean? And then again, you'll come across more goals, more ambitious goals, next levels, and other more levels, more devils, other things you'll suffer through to get more wins. You know what I mean? Things that'll get harder before they get better because you want to get more out of life, and you'll just continuously rinse and repeat this. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, I just wanted to give you guys some information and actually just to show you guys, like, you know, suffering, fall in love with the suffering because it has a purpose. As of today that you guys listen to this, which will be March 11th, that's the actual day that I was in my car accident in 2011, March 11th at like 7:50 a.m. that I was pronounced dead on scene, essentially. Practically pronounced dead on scene. And then they said, it's a miracle that I survived, you know. And it's like, you know, that was a season of life that I had to suffer through until I win. So I won, you know. So always understand it's going to get a lot harder before it gets better, but that's what makes pressure makes diamonds, you know. So you know, we're not that far into the air, guys. Let's brace it. Let's take a deep breath. 10 toes down, chin up, chest out. Let's make sure we get the most out of this year. Don't give up yet. It's only month 3. You know, we got 9 more months left. And it's like, let's just make sure we keep the momentum and pressure high. Other than that, I appreciate you guys. Let's have a blessed week. Let's go.